It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM. Morena, how are you, Sam?
Morena. I'm here.
He's here.
I always seem so shocked
that
I'm here.
Is that like a surprise?
Like, I'm always just like, well, I'm here, I made it. But I am here.
You make it every time.
I feel
you're
like this week it is a very valid thing to be like, oh, I'm here and I made it because of daylight saving. Which
didn't
just
affect me at all.
What?
Oh, so classic.
Because I had to pick up my friend from the airport at 4:30 on Saturday morning.
Oh, so your body was already like,
my body was already like, whoa, everything's weird.
So you just normalized out.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about this morning?
So I watched the show over the weekend. Obviously, I was really tired. Of course I watched the show. And I still don't know if I like it or hate it, but it's kind of timely because it's called The Politician. It's on Netflix. It's the new Netflix show. And our local body elections are happening this week. Everyone should be voting.
Topical.
So, topical TV show. Here we go. So, this is the latest Ryan Murphy romp. I guess it's a romp. I'd say it's a romp.
I just want to say I'm really glad you've brought in something that you maybe don't like. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
This review.
Well, I watched it all. So it's, I don't know yet. But yeah, so Ryan Murphy, he's the guy behind Glee, American Horror Story, the true crime stories, and now the show. He's like our generation's TV guy.
Mm.
Like he writes and directs pretty much everything we've watched. I think I've dipped my toes into everything he's made, pretty much.
Dip your toes into everything he's made is like the most amazingly mixed metaphor. That sort of completely sums up the vibe of Ryan Murphy TV shows as well, somehow.
I just got this imagery of Sam like dipping his toes into liquid screens.
Oh,
like different TV series.
Okay, cool. Like Poltergeist kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
beautiful.
So it stars Ben Platt, who you may know from Pitch Perfect. He's the nerdy guy that can do magician.
Okay.
It's got Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow.
Honestly, just a queen. Like, she's back on side. She used to be the good
whack
lady. You know, so she plays the wackest mum in the show ever, and it's so
she's
good.
Just playing herself.
You know, I think that's what someone tweeted the other day. They were like, Gwyneth Paltrow is going to win an Oscar for playing herself. And I'm like, perfect. And then also, Jessica Lange is back. So she's an old mainstay of all of Ryan Murphy's shows. But it's nice to see him do a new show with, like, a bit of a different cast because he usually just does the same people in all of his shows.
Yeah,
Darren Criss,
you know, works for a lot of directors
Emma
and stuff
Roberts.
But sometimes it's nice to see people change it up a little bit.
Yeah. So this show follows the main character Peyton because he's dreamed of being president since the very beginning of his life. He's adopted by his mum Gwyneth Paltrow, and he's a part of a very affluent like sector of society. Like, they live in California, all of his friends are super rich, they all wear suits and blazers even though they're at high school in their final year and Gucci sneakers, and it's like, okay, we get it. Everyone here in the show is rich, all very not rich. And it's his race to become student body president of his high school. And the show, I watched it all and I still don't know how I felt about it. And then I like ruminated. And I don't like it.
Okay.
Can I tell you do you know what the budget for the series was?
Oh my god, hit me. I know it's probably heaps.
$300 million.
Whoa.
What?
That's what it just popped up. I just gave it a little squiz on the interweb.
Oh, that also says, is The Politician the most annoying TV show of 2019?
And I kind of agree. And that's The Guardian.
That's saying that.
So basically what happens in the show is it tries to be like a dark comedy, and I don't think it's ever funny. And I don't think...
That's such a big...
Well, it's not... Like, I didn't laugh out loud at any of the parts, but...
Oh, wow.
I really enjoyed seeing his character and Gwyneth Paltrow's character, and I think that's why I was invested. And then everything else, I was like, this is just...
It's all just noise.
A lot of stuff that's happening and nothing actually matters. And then, like, they touch on, like, serious topics, like gun violence in schools and, like, mental health and, like, running away from home and, like, stuff like that. And, like, it's just none of it matters. Like, none of it's taken with any grain of, like, seriousness.
Okay.
Or, like,
so did you really...
Right.
You sat through the whole first season?
I enjoyed it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah, I see.
So you know
saying.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like, I could
I
watch it, and I was like, this is, like, I'm enjoying this trash. But it was not a good TV show. I think Ryan Murphy has hits and very, very big misses.
I think that is kind of the Ryan Murphy way, though, isn't it? I don't think I've ever watched anything he's made and thought, wow, I feel like a better person for having seen that, brought that into my life. I feel like I quite often come out being like, I feel like I've just eaten too much junk food and I feel a bit gross now or something like that. But also, I still commit to it, you know?
Apparently, it's his worst reviewed show since 2012.
That seems silly because Glee season 4, 5, and 6 were awful. And I can tell you that because I recently watched them. I think Ryan Murphy, it's funny because he makes TV shows for like faux intellectuals. Okay. Where he like makes TV shows for people that are like, oh yeah, gun violence, serious issue. What a great TV show. And it's like, yeah, but no, if you're not doing it properly, you're not doing it at all.
No, you're not tackling exactly. the issue. Yeah.
You're just being like, what happened in pop culture? And also, there's a character in the show that is based very, very, not very loosely, opposite of loose. Turgid, I don't know. Off Gypsy Rose Blanchard, the one I talked about during the act review.
Oh.
So you know the girl with Munchausen's by proxy where her mother was trying to...
Make her seem sick.
And like made her sick and stuff.
What was that called, that show?
The Act.
The Act, that's right.
So this show has a character that's just like that. Like that exact same storyline and stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, ooh. It was like, Ryan Murphy was like, oh, that's topical and that's happening. I'll put it in my show. And it, like that was also
that's
covered in Sharp Objects last year as well. So it's like... We get it, Ryan Murphy. You're just picking whatever is around and putting it in a show.
I find that really kind of almost dangerous because when you get people borrowing really serious topics, it's a bit more sort of cheesy when they take something that's been in other popular culture things. But when you're getting someone who's taking what are huge topical issues, I guess, like gun violence in schools and things like that, you do need a certain amount of gravitas to touch on that. That doesn't mean you can't do it with humor necessarily.
Yeah.
I always think like Chris blanking last name, but who did Four Lions, which is the one about the would-be jihadi bombers for the London Marathon. I think that's such a fantastic satire because it is heartbreaking. It is an incredibly wrenching movie, but it's also really funny, and that kind of like it treads that line really well and opens up this quite interesting conversation. So when you get someone just kind of flippantly just chuck these things in the show, just kind of more for the, as you were saying, Sam, the like, oh, I'm topical right now thing, it's kind of dangerous almost. It's sort of like making light of something that just shouldn't really be a joke.
Especially because with streaming TV, there's so few restrictions on it, so kids can watch this kind of stuff, and that makes it even more dangerous, I think. The one thing I will say, though, is Peyton, the main character, he's one of the only times I've seen a character who's so dislikable, but I also really like them.
I really vibe
with the struggles.
Yeah.
Which is really quite nice. Also, I like how this in the show, everyone's kind of just sexually fluid. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Well, that's cool. That is cool.
I was like, I don't understand why or the motivations, but I'm into it.
I think that's maybe interesting. Maybe you don't need motivations for that. Maybe we're trying to get past that in TV. Maybe we can give Ryan Murphy a little tick for that one.
Yeah.
one in the pros column, so, many in the cons.
Overall...
Try it out.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
I'm also watching American Horror Story 1984 at the moment, which is another one of the shows that is releasing at the moment.
So we're on a big Ryan Murphy binge right
now. Apparently so. Still, it's also not good. So I just, Ryan Murphy...
I'd love to know if the Texas watch this or if you have watched this, what you think.
Yeah, send in your reviews and we'll read them out verbatim on air.
Fantastic. 5395. Thank you very much, Sam.
As a politician, go watch it or don't.
Also vote.
Or don't.
And vote in local body elections, please.
Yeah.
That's more important than this show.
Exactly.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
It certainly was. Thank